Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lishmo Mikra Megillah. Mechaber tells us that even though Talmud Torah connected Kulam, nonetheless, a person who's learning Torah, when it comes time to the reading of the Megillah, a person should stop their learning in order to hear, read the Megillah. Kavachomer Lishar Mitzvos Shel Torah Shekulam Nidchim Ipnei Mikra Megillah. Certainly, if we say that when it comes to learning, that a person should stop learning in order to read the Megillah, and then certainly this is the case with other mitzvos as well. She'en l'cha dabar she'nidcha mikra Megillah b'fanav chutz m'meis mitzvah she'en lo kovrin. The exception to this, we're not going to get into this, the Ramah discusses this at length, and as well as the Mishnah Berurah, that the exception, as is really brought down also in the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah, is that when a person comes across a meis mitzvah, there's no one else to being involved in the kvura, on the burial, that's the only thing that a person should do and not read the Megillah. Everything else comes secondary to the reading of the Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Ratzalomar after Talmud Torah, Shokol Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, even though, as we've heard, the importance of learning Torah, nonetheless, when it comes to reading the Megillah, that we must do. V'yafil hoisa Talmud Torah shel chabura gedola, even if, let's say, a person is learning in a large group, shel mea nashim, just an example, as many as even 100 people, shel lomdim be'eza bias, and they're learning in a specific place, in a home, v'yafil hachi sarach levatel v'leilich l'krosa b'tzibur. It's necessary that not only should they stop learning, but the question is, maybe they should just open up a Mikra Megillah and just read there. So he says, no, a person should go to the shul, the tzibur, where there's a larger group of people, Mishum Rav Am Hadras Melech, because a person should try to frequent a place where there are many people, especially when it comes to the reading of the Megillah, and therefore a greater level of honor is given to Hashem. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Chai Adam. He says, "Mikol makom, nonetheless, mi shemispalel kol hashana bekvias b'minyan hamiyuchad lo lispal sham." Let's say a person davens all the time in one particular shul, and maybe that shul is not the largest in town. It ain't sarich. It's not necessary leil chabes achneses. Even though maybe you would think Rabam Hadras Melech, you should go to the central location where the majority, the most people are listening to the Megillah, it's not necessary. If you always go to a particular shul, then it's not a problem. The Shar HaTzion continues along these lines and says, V'anivas Daiti, according to his humble opinion, he says the idea behind this is the Mamakam Shehu Ragel Espalel, Hu Gamkein Beis Medrash, El Shemiyot Anashim Espalem Sham, let's say the place where you Davin is also a place where there's learning, but there's not a lot of people that daven there. It's not necessary for one to leave that smaller shul, that smaller synagogue, in order to go to the largest one. He says, a rhetorical question, the atu what? Kol bati kinesios katanos sheish ba'ir mechuyavim kulam leilach beis achneses hagadola. Does make sense? That all the smaller shuls would have to close up their doors and go to one particular large shul. That's not something which is required. So the Piskei Tshuvos then continues along these lines and says as follows: Avo beis achneses echad. So this is talking about where there are numerous shuls, and you go to a different shul, and maybe it's not the largest crowd. You do not have to go to the largest shul or try to find, maybe drive an hour on your way to find the largest reading of the Megillah. It's not necessary. Let's say, not that you're in a different shul, but rather it's all one Beis Achneses. She'esh mismar minyanim b'mismar chedri tefillah, that we find in numerous places where there are so many different minyanim that are occurring either at the same time or possibly one after the other, and they're all in different rooms in that one shul. Yesh lehem was ached argan minyan echad godol l'kriyas Megillah k'nei l'kayim b'rov am hadras melech. The Piskei Tshuvos says that when it comes to being in one shul instead of being in all these little different groups, it's better for rov am that everyone should be together as one. L'chein, therefore, he says, Yesh l'sarim al elu hamakbidim al kach, rak b'leil purim. He says that it's not right, those shuls, communities, that when it comes to the nighttime, everyone gathers together as one. And what happens in those communities? In the morning, all bets are off. In the morning, Shoyom Hapurim, Mispalim Bekamim Minyanim, Katanim Bismanim Shoyim. There's many, many groups, many minyanim, all different times. Beinu Nachon, this is not proper. Kikriyas Megillah, Biyom Hiakiris. As we mentioned yesterday, between the reading of the night and the reading of the Megillah during the day, although many people don't realize this, the day reading is actually more important. Of course, they're both important. Therefore, if a person decides to have all these different groups during the day, person is also not Mekayim Rov Am Harus Melech during the day. Bavade for sure. Yesh Lehem was Argun L'Spal B'Zman Echad Rov Am Velikros B'Megillah. Certainly not only the night, but also in the day, there should be one reading. And of course, practically speaking, listening to these halachos, a person understands that at night it's logical, you have one group, because basically, no matter where you are, everyone's reading at the same time. Seitz Kochavim, the earliest opportunity, especially at a time if everyone's fasting. So everyone's going to be reading at the earliest opportunity at night. So it makes sense that it's all done at one time. During the day, especially in a time when it's on a weekday, such as this year, in which, especially on a Friday, which is a shorter Purim, because of Shabbos, so you can understand why there are different times, and not to just have one, although ideally what he's saying is best that you should only have one because of Rov Am, but of course you have to balance that out because of the issues of those who may have other things that they need to do, and therefore we have different times. So says the Magen Avraham, as well as the Nabi Yehuda. Now, all of this, up until this point, is talking about a shul. Then it's brought down in the Shaar Tzion a different question. Not that a person is davening typically in a different shul. In that case, daven in your shul. What happens if you're not really going to a shul, but you go into someone's home? You daven in someone's house. So this is what the Shaar Tzion says, and then we'll discuss this a little further. He says, Avim bal habayis yishlo minyan beveso. A person has minyan in his home. Even though there's something which is set, it's all the time there's this minyan that occurs in someone's home. Stavra, logically speaking, says the Shaar Tzion, that it's better, in order to publicize the miracle in the greatest form, that those people should make sure to attend the shul. So he distinguishes between a person who's davening in a different shul, in which they can stay in their shul. It's not an issue of Rov Am. When it comes to you daven in your home, in that situation, we should go to the shul. Nira, that on this, the Piskei Tshuvos continues and picks up and says it appears to explain his words, Levar Kavanaso, Sharak im haminyan v'tzarcho. The only time that we would be requiring or suggest that you should close your home and you should go to the shul is in the event that the whole minyan is l'tzarcho, is really for the needs of the Baal HaBayis. In other words, v'im hu lo nimsa be'ir misbatel haminyan. In the event that if the person is not there for whatever reason, there's just no minyan in that person's house. So therefore, that's really not a minyan comparable to a Beis HaKnesses, in which is set all the time, because it's all dependent on an individual. But then, this situation, Sarach Gamkin L'Kriyas Megillah, L'Vatel HaMinyan. Therefore, a person should go to the shul in that situation. Aval, however, he says, Im HaMinyan Kvua Tomik. If this is something which is continuously, even though it happens to be in someone's house, but it's something which is all the time means on Shabbos, it means during the week, but Bittul HaMinyan, Mevatlan HaSharas HaShchina, Vein Levatul Kvias, Af Im HaMinyan Beveso. It doesn't matter even the minyan is in the house, but if it's a minyan which is Bekvias, which is constantly occurring, then it's not right to tamper with such a minyan. However, he says, what does it mean, Minyan Kavoa? Does it mean that it happens once a month, once a year? Is that considered to be set if it's every single month or every week, every Shabbos? So he says it's not so simple. V'im haminyan kavoa rak If the set minyan is only a set minyan once a week, or it's on a Yom Tov, yesh l'stapek, there's a machlokes, im b'chai gavna efshe likra shama Megillah, if the Megillah should be read in that particular home. Or maybe they should in fact go to the shul because of Rav Am. So certainly in halacha we see the distinction again if you're in a different shul, if you're in the same shul with different groups, or if you're davening in someone's home. In conclusion, he says on the bottom, Yal kol panim nonetheless, nilman mihach, we can certainly learn from this, l'mi she'ein mokom miyuchad shemispal b'kvias, which unfortunately we find very often, that elanav enad ben kama but the kinesios, you find people that wander around, the wandering Jew, from one shul to the next, finding the best kiddush. Shitzarech lahadif lishmoa kriyas hamagil beveisach neses sheish shom rov am. Since he has no set place where he davens, rather he goes from one shul to the next, certainly that individual, when it comes to the Rinnan Megillah, should pick the one which is the largest group because of the idea of Rov Am Hadar Smelech. El Imkin, but the exception is, if that person is concerned, Shel Yishma Kehogan, that maybe because of the group, that it's so many people, maybe he will not be able to hear the Megillah properly, and he's not going to feel comfortable because he's going to be concerned, maybe I'm not going to fulfill the obligation of hearing the Megillah, which you need to hear every word. In that situation, that person has those legitimate concerns, then a person can in fact go to a shul, even though it is smaller.